This tape will discuss the manner of serving Mass. The first part of this tape will review the responses of the server throughout the Mass, with occasional commentary on the ceremonial. The responses should be made clearly and audibly, at the same general pace as the priest uses. The server should always wait for the priest to end his part before beginning the response. It is best to learn the responses in the context in which they will occur. This is particularly true of the antiphon and Psalm 42 at the beginning of Mass, so that in effect the entire psalm is memorized, not only the server's parts. For this reason, I will read both the priest's and the server's parts, with the priest's part being more quiet and the server's part being louder, so that it would be possible to follow along reciting over this tape, allowing the priest's part to come out when that is appropriate. So the first set of responses that the server makes, and by far the longest in the Mass, are those that occur at the beginning of Mass, which are said at the foot of the altar. Again, the priest's part will be softer and the server's part will be louder, so that you can follow along. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Introibo ad altare Dei. Ad Deum qui laetificat juventutem meam. Judica me, Deus, et discerne causa meam de gente non sancta, ab homine iniquo et doloso errore me. Quia tu est Deus, fortitudo mea, quare me repulisti, et quare tristis incedo, dum affligit me inimicus. Emite lucem tuam et veritatem tuam, ipsa me deduxerunt et adduxerunt in montem sanctum tuum et in tabernacula tua. Et introibo ad altare Dei, ad Deum qui laetificat juventutem meam. Confitebor tibi incitera Deus, Deus meus, quare tristis es anima mea, et quare conturbas me. Spera in Deo, quoniam ad hoc confitebor illi, salutare vultus mei et Deus meus. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Introibo ad altare Dei, ad Deum qui laetificat juventutem meam. Adiutorium nostrum in nomine Domini, qui fecit caelum et terram. At this point, the priest says the confiteor through, and the server adds at the end, Misereatur tui omnipotens Deus, et demissis peccatis tuis, perducat te ad vitam aeternam. The priest then responds Amen, and the server begins the confiteor as follows. Confiteor Deo omnipotenti, Beate Mariae Semper Virgini, Beato Michaeli Arcangelo, Beato Ioanni Baptiste, Sanctis Apostolis Petro et Paolo, Omnibus Sanctis, et Tibi Pater, quia peccavi nimis cogitatione, verbo et opera, mea culpa, mea culpa, mea maxima culpa. Ireo precor Beata Mariam Semper Virginem, Beatum Michaelem Archangelum, Beatum Ioannem Baptistam, Sanctos Apostolos Petrum et Paulum, Omnes Sanctos et Te Pater, Orare pro me ad Dominum Deum Nostrum. And then the priest continues, Misereatur vestri omnipotens Deus, et emissis peccatis vestris perducat vos ad vitam aeternam, to which the server responds, Amen. Indulgentiam absolutionem et remissionem peccatorum nostrorum, tribuat nobis omnipotens et misericors Dominus, to which the server responds, Amen. Then the priest and the server alternate the following versicles. The priest, Deus tu conversus vivificabis nos, et plebs tua laetabitur in te, ostende nobis Domine misericordiam tuam, et salutare tuum da nobis, Domine exaudi orationem meam, et clamor meus ad te veniat, Dominus vobiscum, et cum spiritu tuo. After the priest has then finished the introit and returned to the middle of the altar, he and the server alternate the Kyrie. Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Christe eleison, Christe eleison, Christe eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison. It is important to concentrate particularly at this point because it can be easy to forget at what point in the responses one is and to miss the ninefold repetition. After the Gloria, in those seasons when it is said, the priest turns to the people and says, Dominus vobiscum, to which the server responds, et cum spiritu tuo. Then follows the prayer or prayers called the collects. Depending on the liturgical calendar, there may be one or more than one. Those collects that have the long conclusion are responded to by the server with the word Amen. The long conclusion is recognizable by its last words, which are Per omnia saecula saeculorum. And to those words, to that ending, the server responds Amen. After the collects, the priest places his hands on the missal and reads the epistle for the day. The epistle may be rather brief or rather long. Therefore, it is customary that the priest give a sign to the server to indicate when the epistle has ended, since there is no standard ending for the epistle. One common signal is for the priest to place his left hand off the missal and palm down on the table of the altar to his left. At that point, the server responds, Deo gratias. After the server has moved the book from the epistle, that is the right side of the altar, to the gospel, that is the left side of the altar, the server will be standing at the book and responding to the following versicles. Again, the priest's words are said more quietly, the server's words more loudly on this recording. Dominus vobiscum, et cum spiritu tuo, sequentia sancti evangelii secundum nomen. Gloria tibi, Domine. Again, there is no standard ending to the Gospel, which may be either rather brief or rather long. The server should look for the time at which the priest begins to raise the missal to kiss it. At that point, the server says, Laus tibi, Christe. After the credo, the priest again turns to the people and says, Dominus vobiscum, to which the server answers, et cum spiritu tuo. That is the invariable response. After the lavabo, or washing of the hands, the priest concludes his recitation of Psalm 25 in a low voice, and then, bowing over the altar, says a prayer to the Holy Trinity, after which he kisses the altar, turns toward the people, and says, Orate fratres, ut meum ac vestrum sacrificium acceptabile fiat apud Deum Patrem omnipotentem, to which the server responds, Suscipiat Dominus sacrificium de manibus tuis, ad laudem et gloriam nominis sui, ad utilitatem quoque nostram, totiusque ecclesiae sue sancte. This tends to be a more difficult response for many servers because of its length. It should never be rushed, but said in an even tone. Rushing also has the disadvantage of bringing about slips of the tongue in saying the Latin that should be avoided. After the priest says the secret prayers in a low voice, he will raise his voice and another set of short versicles and responses from the server take place. Again, the priest's words are spoken more in a lower voice on this tape, and the server's responses more loudly. Per omnia saecula saeculorum. Amen. Dominus vobiscum, et cum spiritu tuo, sursum corda, habemus ad Dominum, gratias agamus Domino Deo nostro, dignum et justum est. Then the priest says the preface and the canon. After the consecration in the canon, the priest says a number of prayers, one of the last of which begins with the words, Nobis quoque peccatoribus, which are said in a somewhat elevated tone. When you hear these words, you know that the next responses are coming close. After another prayer and the minor elevation of the host over the chalice, the priest will say in a loud tone, Per omnia saecula saeculorum, to which the server responds, Amen. The priest then proceeds to the Our Father, the Pater Noster, at the end of which he will say, Et ne nos inducas in tentationem, to which the server's response is, sed libera nos a malo. After another prayer and the fraction of the host, the priest will again say in a loud voice, Per omnia saecula saeculorum, to which the server's response is, Amen. Pax Domini sit semper vobiscum, et cum spiritu tuo. After the communion and the recitation of the communion verse by the priest will go to the center of the altar, turn toward the people, and say, Dominus vobiscum, to which the response is, as usual, et cum spiritu tuo. The priest will then say one or more prayers similar to the collects toward the beginning of Mass, and again, whenever a prayer ends with the words, Per omnia saecula saeculorum, the server responds, Amen. The priest then says, Dominus vobiscum, to which the server replies, Et cum spiritu tuo, ite missa est, Deo gratias. Occasionally, instead of ite missa est, because of the liturgical calendar, the priest may say, Benedicamus Domino, to which the response is also, Deo gratias. In a Requiem Mass, the priest will say, Requiescant in pace, to which the reply is, Amen. The priest then says a prayer, after which he kisses the altar and turns toward the people, giving the blessing. At the end of the blessing, Benedicat vos omnipotens Deus, Pater et Filius et Spiritus Sanctus, the server replies, Amen. The priest then goes to the gospel side of the altar, the left side, and begins the last gospel, to which the server replies in a way similar to the way in which he replied for the first gospel. Again, the priest begins, Dominus vobiscum, et cum spiritu tuo, initium sancti evangelii secundum Ioannem, gloria tibi Domine. At the end of the last gospel, the last words of which are plenum gratiae et veritatis, the server responds, Deo gratias. Now a few comments on the manner of serving a low mass. These are guidelines to the server. According to the usual practice in many places, the server will find that different places may use very slightly different methods of serving Mass, but all the essential points are the same. It is to be remembered that when the server is doing nothing with his hands, he should keep them joined before his breast, palm to palm, with a slight elevation of the fingers. The normal position that the server takes is to kneel on the lowest altar step at the side opposite to where the missal is. When the celebrant of the Mass bows or genuflects or makes the sign of the cross, the server should follow that as far as it is possible for him to do so. the beginning and end of Mass, when passing before the middle of the altar, where the tabernacle is, or even in the cases where a tabernacle may not be present, but the cross, the crucifix, is always at the center of the altar, the server should genuflect. If the Blessed Sacrament is not reserved, that is, there is not a tabernacle in the center of the altar, the server should always genuflect when crossing, even if the celebrant does not. The server should make sure that everything is properly prepared for Mass, unless it is someone else's responsibility to do so. He should check that the cruets are filled, one with a sufficient quantity of wine, the other with a sufficient quantity of water, and that the lavabo cruet is filled with a sufficient quantity of water. The altar card should be in place, and the stand for the missal should be on the epistle side, with the missal being closed and its binding pointing to the right. The server should also light the two candles that are used at low Mass, beginning with the one on the epistle side. The server may then assist the celebrant to vest. As the server and celebrant approach the altar, the server will go to the epistle side, take the celebrant's beretta, both the server and the celebrant genuflect, and the server puts the beretta on the sedila, the chair, or in a convenient place. Gospel, that is the level, that is the level, that is the level, that is the level, that is the left side of the altar, which is the side opposite the book at this point, and kneels in front of the altar at the gospel side on the ground, that is, not on the step at this time. When the server responds with the Misereatur Tui to the celebrant's confiteor, the server bows slightly towards the celebrant. Then when the server says his own confiteor, he bows moderately toward the altar, except that when he says the words Et tibi pater and Et te pater in the confiteor, he turns partly toward the celebrant. As soon as the celebrant ascends the altar, after the prayers at the foot of the altar, the server rises and kneels on the bottom step of the altar, which is his position from this point forward. After the server has responded Deo Gratias to the epistle, he rises, genuflects at the center of the altar, and goes on the ground to stand beside the priest at the book. The movement is made at right angles so that the server would go straight along the foot of the altar and then make a right angle left-hand turn to approach the book. While waiting for the priest to finish the gradual, at that point, the server will be standing facing across the altar toward the gospel side. After the priest has finished the gradual, or tract, depending on the liturgical calendar, the celebrant will go to the middle of the altar, at which point the server will pick up the book and its stand, and this time will go directly toward the middle at the foot of the altar in the most direct way, and then again in the most direct way toward the gospel side of the altar, where the book is put down diagonally so that its pages face halfway toward the middle of the altar. The rule is that when the book is at the epistle side, the front edge of the book is parallel to the front of the altar, but when the book is on the gospel side, it is at roughly a 45 degree angle to the front of the altar. When moving the book, then, the server, in effect, makes a movement that is a large V from the epistle side of the altar directly to the center, to genuflect there and go directly toward the gospel side of the altar. However, when the server approaches the epistle side to move the book, or recedes from the gospel side having left the book there, the server will go the long way, that is, down the side of the altar and then making a right angle turn to stand or kneel as appropriate in his place. After the priest has begun the gospel, frequently the initial words of the gospel will include the holy name Jesus, at which the server would bow his head and then return by the long way, genuflecting at the middle and receding to the epistle side at the foot of the altar, at which point he would turn at roughly a 45 degree angle and face the priest as he is saying the gospel. If the holy name does not occur in the first few words of the gospel, the server would recede after the first few words had been said. If a sermon is to be given, the server will genuflect with the priest at the foot of the altar and return to the server's chair, the sedila, to listen to the sermon, and return to the altar, meeting the priest at the foot of the altar, genuflecting with him, and then returning to the first step on the epistle side to kneel there during the credo. After the priest has said Dominus vobiscum oremus and has said the offertory antiphon, which is short, the server goes to the credence table, which is positioned at the epistle side. He brings the cruets of wine and water to the edge of the altar, again facing across the altar toward the gospel side. The handles of the cruets should be turned toward the priest, and the wine cruet should be in the server's right hand. when the priest approaches, the server bows, hands the wine cruet to the priest, who then pours the wine into the chalice. While the priest is pouring the wine, the server changes the water cruet from his left hand to his right hand, still keeping the handle toward the priest, and receives back the wine cruet in his left hand. The server then takes the two cruets back to the credence table, puts the lavabo towel over his left arm, holds the lavabo bowl with his left hand and the lavabo cruet with his right hand. The server approaches the altar at the epistle corner. Again, when the priest approaches, he bows and begins to pour water over the priest's thumbs and forefingers. The priest dries his fingers with the towel and returns it to the server, at which point the server returns to the cruet table and replaces the lavabo items there.